Weeks became months. The lad's skin started to darken from the continual sun. His unkempt beard, which he had combed Cuba as a mark of respect for its leader, now disappeared and gave way to a droopy mustache. His Spanish improved by the day, and after several months he had acquired a local dialect and an itchy bottom. This was as a result of eating the very spicy food, which also contained, yes, refried beans. If it were not for his slightly ginger whiskers, dark blonde receding hair, and vulgar blue eyes, he might well have been mistaken for a local. His fishing skills were so well honed, he managed to make a meager living from selling his catch to the matador and holding fish barbecues on the beach for tourists. But his real dream was to get to Miami. He knew, however, that apart from risking his life in the shark-infested waters which he had already crossed between the Yucatan and Florida, his only chance of reaching his goal was to have a windfall or strike it lucky with pearls. Often when he had finished with his daily catch, he would go out on his boat with a few young local boys who would teach him pearl fishing. Eventually, after local parents had forbidden his trips out to sea with their sons, he had developed incredible lung capacity. I'll show them, that thought one day. I'll be so successful that I could give each of their mothers a pearl necklace. One day, while out fishing, he got a big one.